If you'll notice, our church has been made barren. The altar's been stripped. And a crown of thorns is behind me on the altar. There are no hangings, no draperies. I have no lights on in the church. This is a very solemn day. There are three very important readings that touch me. The first is Genesis chapter 22. We're given a type here of a young boy, an only son, who is given by his father to travel with him 3 days, and they travel to a mountain that God showed Abraham. And they left the servants, and Abraham's faith is shown by saying to the servants, "You wait here. We will go over and worship, and we will return to you." He knew in his heart of hearts that somehow God was not going to break his promise that this son, Isaac, was going to be the one whose descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky. Somehow he knew that God was going to do something, but Abraham would be faithful. And so he put the wood on his son's back. Another son, many, many years later, because his father asked him to, would allow the wood to be put on his back as he carried it up a portion of the same mountain. You see, the place where Abraham took Isaac would one day become the Temple Mount. And on the side of that mountain in Jerusalem, Jesus carried his cross, and he went willingly, got upon the wood, but there was no substitute. There was no ram in the thicket to take Jesus' place. Jesus was our substitute, taking our place. It just gives me the chills to think that that's how much the Son of God and God the Father and the Holy Spirit love us, that the sacrifice took place on our behalf. The second is Psalm 22. Back in the first century, there were no scrolls, there were people to carry around, there were no iPhones where you could go to the Bible and be able to read scriptures. There was no Bible that you could carry with you. So they memorized. People memorized the first verse of scripture. And a rabbi would be able to just say the first verse and people would know what was taking place. A rabbi was nailed to the cross and he cried out the first verse of Psalm 22. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? In other words, he was saying, what you see now, what's taking place in front of you, besides the fact that my clothes are being separated, they're being divided, and casting lots for them, but I am here, my hands and my feet are pierced. Now, I don't know about you, but if I were present at that and I heard that being said, I would fall on my face and like Thomas say, my Lord and my God. It's tremendously powerful for us to know that God has everything planned for us. And then there's the passion, according to John. Reading that and hearing those words takes me back to the beginning of the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John begins with creation, and verse 14 says, and the Word became flesh and lived among us. The one who was God, the one who was with God, alongside the Father, reflecting his character and his love, became a human being. Now remember, on the sixth day of creation, mankind was made, only more so. We'll talk more about the sixth day. We find ourselves on a Friday. What day of the week in the Jewish frame of mind? Friday is the day before Shabbat, the day before the Sabbath. It is the sixth day of the week. And I want you to remember the words that Pontius Pilate said when he pointed to the man who had been beaten to within an inch of his life, those haunting words of this man with a crown of thorns and a purple robe. He pointed to him and he said, "Here is the man." My friends, here is the true image of the true God. Here is the one who has brought God's wisdom into the world, the Word made flesh, the true embodiment of the living God, the one who has made the invisible visible. Jesus behaves as the earthly reflection of God in the world, a world filled with rebellion to God. Here is the man. Those words reverberate all through John 19 as Jesus goes to the cross, the true reflection of God. The eternal Word took our flesh and our punishment. Here is the man, a living, loving, bruised and bleeding God himself, bearing those that he loves, chanting for his death. God himself. And I immediately go back to Genesis 22. When the obedient Isaac looks at his father and he says, "Father, we have the knife and we have fire, wood, but where's the lamb?" And Abraham says, "My son, God himself will provide the lamb." God himself. Here is the man. Here is your king.